This is Senator Al Simpson. Bill Bennett and his drug czar team are going right to the heart of the problem. They plan to severely punish drug users and abusers as part of the 1989 national strategy. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, Bill Bennett is right on target with his plan to punish drug users and buyers. They have to know in no uncertain terms if they're going to play, they're going to pay. The aim is to snuff out demand. The white-collar users will be punished right along with the junk addicts. Buyers will spend weekends in jail. Their maximum fines will be increased from $1,000 to $10,000. Their cars and certain property will be seized and sold, with the profits used to pay to fix up the run-down and drug-infested neighborhoods where they made their buys. And they'll also be ordered to perform community service in those very same neighborhoods. That's tough medicine, Ted, and that's what really works. Drug users have to know we mean business. I do support tough punishment. Are you going to help us send the strong message to these duds?
Al, I'm all for getting tough on drugs, but you left out one thing, resources to do the job. When Congress declared war on drugs in 1988, we passed comprehensive legislation to fight it on all fronts. But as soon as the election was over, Republicans bailed out. You refused to join us in appropriating funds to fight the war effectively. Just last month, Democrats in the House of Representatives tried again to add urgently needed funds for the FBI, more federal prosecutors, and more prisons. But President Bush just said no. He threatened to veto any increase, and House Republicans killed it. One other point, Al. Law enforcement can't do the job alone. We need to wage the battle on two other fronts, education, to prevent drug use before it starts, and treatment, for those trying to end their addiction. You can't just talk tough, Al. We can't fight the war on drugs if all you want is to fight it on the cheap. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.